بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد باب فضل الزهد في الدنيا والحث على التقلل منها وفضل الفقر. This new chapter Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi starting in Riyadh al-Salihin titles it باب فضل الزهد في الدنيا. The chapter which talks about the virtues of zuhd, having zuhd inside of the dunya. What is zuhd inside of the dunya? Zuhd means to have less of something. The ulama say having zuhd does not mean that you physically have less of something. That's one opinion. Kisi ke paas mali hai siyat se, in terms of financial things, worldly gain, they have less of it. This is zuhd. Mali etibar se kisi ke paas kam ho, isko zuhd kaha jata hai. But there's another opinion which is, even though physically, financially, you might have a lot, but inside of the heart, a person has no love for any of it. This is zuhd. And that makes more sense. Because look, some of the Sahaba were the great, most richest of, you know, nobody can even, in our day and age, people can't even come that close to having wealth like some of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. But you're not going to say that they didn't have zuhd. Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Awf radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu. So wealthy, subhanAllah. Allah Ta'ala gave them, whatever they touched, it would turn to gold. Haath jis cheez pe laga dete, foran sona ban jata tha. Kisi cheez pe jo hai, business shuru karte, foran Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala isme itna barkat dal dete, ke automatically, mashallah, maldar ban jate. So iska matlab ye nahi hai ke unke paas zuhd nahi tha. They didn't have zuhd. So that's why we say, and the ulama say, zuhd is a state of the heart. It's not a financial thing. You can't look at someone driving in a Rolls Royce or a Ferrari and say, this person has no zuhd. You can't look at someone driving a Mercedes and has a 5-bedroom, 6-bedroom, big mansion and say, this person doesn't have zuhd. A good example is, the scholars of Tasawwuf mentioned this example of Shaykh al-Akbar Muhyiddin ibn Arabi, rahimahullah, that he had a student. And this student of his, he was living a life, a very, very poor life. He had lived in a mud hut. He had very little food, very little of everything. He used to wear very old clothes. So one day, he had a student. So he said to his student, that go to my sheikh, and I want you to pass a message to my sheikh. So when that student of his went to the great sheikh, Muhyiddin ibn Arabi, rahimahullah, he goes and he sees, mashallah, sheikh has a beautiful house. Sheikh has a very nice garden. Sheikh has so many things that his own sheikh does not have. So he goes there, he's not thinking anything. He goes and he speaks to him. And then he says, my sheikh has asked for some advice. My sheikh has asked for some advice. Please give him some advice. So Muhyiddin Arabi rahimahullah, he says, go and tell your sheikh he has too much love of the dunya in his heart. So now this student is scratching his head. So my sheikh doesn't have anything. He's living in a mud hut. He's wearing patched, torn clothing. You are living in a mansion, beautiful house, beautiful life. And you're telling my sheikh that he's got too much love of dunya in his heart. Doesn't make any sense. Anyway, he went back. He passed on the message. So his sheikh looks down. He says, it's true. My sheikh has spoken the truth. So this student is so confused. He says, Ustad, I don't realize. I don't understand. How is it? Aapke paas kuch bhi nahi hai. Bilkul seedha saada zindagi. Matlab, ghar bhi mitti ka bana hua. Aur kapra bhi is tarah, your clothes have patches on them. And this sheikh of yours, he's living a alishan, high, you know, very, very good lifestyle. How can he give you this advice? So this sheikh says, he says, my sheikh may have all of these things physically, but in his heart he has no love of those things. I don't have any of those things, but in my heart I want those things. So this is zuhd, in the heart, in the heart. So this is what the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, unke paas jo kuch tha, aaj agar Allah ta'ala ka hukam aajaye ke sab ko Allah ke raaste mein qurban kar do, chhod do, de do, foran de denge. Foran haath ko dunya se saaf kar dete, because this is shows that they have no love of dunya. Now, mashallah, our brothers and sisters in Philistine, such a good example. You know what's happening now. When they are, the ayat are going to come. When the command comes for jihad, going, striving in the path of Allah, it's qurbani. You don't know if you're going to return. You don't know if this is the last time you're going to, you know, you could die. We will start thinking, what about my house? I don't have haven't paid off the mortgage yet. What about my children, this fees and that? What about this commitment? What about that commitment? What about this? What about that? And these things become a barrier to stop a person from giving everything for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. But Sahaba wouldn't think twice. What's going to happen about your children? Allah will look after them. What's going to happen to your business? Allah will look after that. What's going to happen to this? Allah Ta'ala will look after. No love of those things. No importance of those things. As soon as the command from Allah Ta'ala will come, they would go. And that's why the famous story in the Babu Tawbah, it's coming to Riyadus Salihin, Sayyidina Ka'b bin Malik. And you see, having too much of the dunya would even become a barrier at times for certain sahaba. It doesn't take away from their status, but if this can happen to the sahaba, it can happen to us. Sayyidina Ka'b bin Malik, radiallahu anhu, famous story in Surah Tawbah, Allah Ta'ala mentions the ayat. He mentions when the Battle of Tabuk came. The time of the Battle of Tabuk. He said, before that, I had participated in the Battle of Uhud. I had participated in the pledge of Hudaybiyah and Bay'atul Aqaba and all these different things. By the time of the Battle of Tabuk, Allah Ta'ala had given me a lot of worldly blessings. I had two businesses. I had two houses. And I was very, very busy with all of these things. So when Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Chalo, everybody, we're going for the Battle of Tabuk," he said, I said to myself, I'll go tomorrow. I'll get ready soon. میں اپنے بزنس وغیرہ سب کچھ سے فارغ ہو کے پھر آہستہ آہستہ میں تیاری کر لوں گا جہاد کے لیے. I'll get ready. He said, then it was time for jihad. I still wasn't ready. Then the sahaba had gone. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sahaba had left Medina Munawwara. He said, I still wasn't ready. I thought to myself, you know what? I'll catch up with them. The army moves very slowly. I can quite easily catch up with them. He said, but by the time I had got ready, the army had gone on and Rasulullah was very far away sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was no way of catching up. And then the whole long incident is mentioned. The point is, the things of the dunya become a distraction. So it's not about physically what Allah Ta'ala gives us. This is Allah's qismah. Qismah. Radina qismat al-jabbari fina. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu used to say, we are pleased with Allah's qismah, Allah's taqseem. Ya Allah Ta'ala ka taqseem hai. Who Allah wants to give more wealth to, who Allah wants to give less to. Similarly, aqal. Similarly, jo hai ilm. Allah Ta'ala kisi ko zyada deyate hai, kisi ko kam deyate hai. اس پہ کسی کو ناراض نہیں ہونا چاہیے. یہ اللہ کی تقسیم ہے. اگر کوئی اس پہ ناراضگی کا اظہار کرے, اس کا مطلب یہ ہے کہ وہ اللہ تعالیٰ کی تقسیم پر ناراض ہے. It's very dangerous. That I am not happy with Allah Ta'ala's distribution. Allah give that person more than me. How dare Allah Ta'ala give that person more than me? Na'udhu billah. Allah give that person more intelligence than me. Allah give that person more knowledge than me. Allah give that person more wealth than me. So we're happy. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu used to say, he used to say, رَضِينَا قِسْمَةَ الْجَبَّارِ فِينَا لَنَا عِلْمٌ وَلِلْجُهَّالِ مَالٌ. He would say, we are happy with Allah Ta'ala's taqseem and distribution. Allah has given us ilm, and Allah has given the jahil people wealth, money. فَإِنَّ الْمَالَ يُفْنِي عَنْ قَرِيبٍ وَإِنَّ الْعِلْمَ يَبْقَى لَا يَزَالٍ. He would say that a time will come when this wealth will finish. Kuch bhi nahi rahega. Maal ka, sab kuch khatam ho jayega. Lekin ilm jo hai, ye hamesha ke liye rehne wala cheez hai. So this is something separate, but the point is, this is zuhd. That inside of the heart, person is happy with whatever Allah has given, a person has no love of dunya. I see my friend with a nice house, I don't care. Someone's driving a nice car, it doesn't bother me. Allah Ta'ala has given me a nice car, alhamdulillah, wallah, you are so kind. You gave me life, you gave me health, you gave me wealth, you gave me everything, and you gave me a nice car as well. I didn't need it. I didn't deserve it. You gave me a nice house, oh Allah, it's all yours. Somebody has a better car, I don't care. اللہ تعالیٰ نے اس کو چنا ہے, اللہ تعالیٰ نے اس کو مخصوص کر کے نئی گاڑی, نیا مکان دیا ہے. یہ اللہ تعالیٰ کی تقسیم ہے, اس پہ کیوں ناراض ہوں؟ So this is very important, zuhud. That a person has no love of the dunya. The heart is clean. That if I was to die today, I don't care. Don't care. I don't need anything. Amal ho, amal in Arabic word, اگر کسی کا کوئی آرزو ہو, آرزو. You have a desire. The desire should be of deen. I want to become a better person, pious person. I want to gain more knowledge of deen. I want to get more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to perform hajj. I want to go for umrah. I want to visit Masjid al-Aqsa. This should be the arzu, the desire of the believer. Beyond that, I need a really nice car. One is zarurat, one is need, necessity. My family is growing. I need a house sufficient. This is absolutely fine. This is your Islamic responsibility, providing for your family, making sure that your family is looked after. This is Islamic responsibility. Beyond that, just because my friend has a Mercedes E-Class, I need a Mercedes E-Class as well. Why is it that my friend who went to school with me is now living in a house which has 6 bedrooms, and I was more clever than him, I was more intelligent than him, and I had better grades than him, and I got a better degree than him. Why is it that I don't have that? So that's my next thing. I need to get a better house. So this a person is going to carry on until death will come, and it will mean nothing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As soon as the eyes of this dunya close, all of this is finished. And these ayat will mention. I'll just read a few of the ayat. So Imam Nawawi rahimahullah mentions the chapter is Babu Fadli Zuhdi fi Dunya, the virtues of Zuhd inside of the dunya. And Walhathi ala taqalluli minha, encouragement to have less of the things of the dunya. Try and have less and try and be happy with whatever you have. Wa fadlul faqr, and the virtues of faqr, the virtues of poverty. قال تعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنما مثل الحياة الدنيا كما إن أنزلناه من السماء فاختلط به نبات الأرض مما يأكل الناس والأنعام حتى إذا أخذت الأرض زخرفها وزينت وظن أهلها أنهم قادرون عليها أتاها أمرنا ليلا أو نهارا فجعلناها حصيدا كأن لم تغن بالأمس كذلك نفصل الآيات لقوم يتفكرون. Allah Ta'ala is saying, so many ayat of zuhd. The Quran is filled with ayat of zuhd. Have less of dunya, have less of dunya, be satisfied with whatever. Have qana'at, contentment. Allah Ta'ala in joke which dihe is pay, oh Allah, I'm happy. When a person is happy, Allah gives more. When a person is, oh, I don't like this. 2-bedroom house, terraced house. You go up, oh, up, down, no passage to walk in. No bathroom downstairs. What am I going to do? And your wife is saying, oh, this is what happens when I marry you. This is what's happened. I got married to you, and this is my life now. So we have to be, should not make a person feel in any way, shape or form that Allah Ta'ala is not kind to me. Allah Ta'ala has not been favorable to me. Allah Ta'ala kisi aur ko ziyada di mujhe kam di. What have I done to get less? I should have had more. It's very dangerous, because this is na shukri. This is ingratitude. And what that will do is take everything, jo kuch hai mere paas, usse bhi Allah Ta'ala haath khali kar denge. Aur uske upar to kuch aayega nahi. It's very important. We need to understand Allah. Who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah owns everything. Lillahi khazainu samawati wal ard. To Allah Ta'ala belongs all of the treasures of the heavens and the earth. Allah can make a person rich overnight. Allah can make a person poor overnight. So hum apne yaqeen ko sahi jagah pe rakhe. That you know what? Allah gives. Allah takes. From no other place does faida, benefit, harm come except from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Allah, if Allah is happy with me, everything will happen in my favor. If I am happy with Allah, I will see wonders with my eyes. I don't even know how these things happen. I was happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I'm not happy with Allah, I'm displeased with Allah, then unfortunately this is very, very dangerous. Look, push there. Why is this happening? Why is musibat parishani coming in my life? Why am I going through financial difficulty? Why am I going? Because you're not happy with Allah's decisions. You are not happy with Allah's decision. You're always depressed. Why are you depressed? I don't know. Why are you depressed? Think about it. Because my friend, my house is not big enough. My job is not giving me enough money. So why are you depressed? This is Allah's choice. Oh Allah, I am happy with whatever you've given. Oh Allah, I have needs. I know you will take care of my needs. Finished. No stress, no tension, no concern. Everything, every problem of this dunya is not a problem. Our elders will say, what do you know about problems of the dunya? See? You don't have this problem and that problem in your life yet. But this is the teaching of Islam, that every problem of this dunya is not a problem. Look at our situation in Palestine, what our Muslim brothers and sisters are going through. No house, no food, family, 5, 6, 7 children all made shaheed in one bomb, one explosion. Nothing left, but they're happy. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Wallah, we're happy. We are not going to وَلَا نَقُولُ إِلَّا مَا يُحِبُّ رَبُّنَا وَيَرْضَى. We're not going to say anything with our mouth except things that will make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy with us. This is the yaqeen of the heart. I was watching one video, it's in a hospital, I think the brothers will have seen it. Somebody was upset and crying, and you had this brother, he was saying, why are you crying? Why are you upset? Why are you sad? لَا تَحْزَنِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعْنَا. Don't be sad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us. The children, your family have passed away, they're shaheed in the path of Allah. Look at the positives. They've left this dunya. What is this dunya? Kuch bhi nahi hai. So then they went to him and they asked him a question. He said, my wife is shaheed, my son is shaheed, everybody in my family is shaheed. He said, this is alhamdulillah. Like, it doesn't matter. All these things of dunya is going to give us the high rank in Jannah. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that a time will come, there will be people holding fast to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and any one of them who becomes shaheed will gain the reward of 50 of your shaheed. Sahaba ko address karke Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that any of those people who become shaheed will get the reward of 50 of your shaheed. 50 of the shaheed from the Sahaba. Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, who will these people be? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَكْنَافِ بَيْتِ الْمَقْدِسِ. They will be on the sides of Baytul Maqdis, Masjid Al-Aqsa. Imagine, this is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's gawahi and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's shahada for these people. One shaheed from them is equal to 50 shaheed from the time of the Sahaba. Allah Ta'ala special honor He has given them. So we do dua for them, and we should have, you know, rushk. I wish I was in that place. You know, we're not saying do anything crazy or violent or anything like that. But a person should have rushk. That subhanAllah, these people are giving their life and their health, wealth, everything for the sake of Allah. They are so much better than us. And He should encourage us to live lives of goodness and khair and simplicity as well. They're simple people. When they eat food, it's just some crackers, some bread, and some fruits, vegetables, some hummus, some bread. Their food is so simple, not like us, nashta, big, fried and oily, and mashallah, and then fruits, and then chai, wobi, you know, Indian-style tea, and Pakistani-style tea, I don't know, whatever else. Everything! 10 baje nashta, 4 baje chai, 5 baje khana, 6 baje, you know, every 2-3 hours we need different top-up food. They live such simple lives. No house, no money, no nothing. But they're so happy with Allah Ta'ala's decision. That's why these people are so much better than us. We should aspire to be like them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us tawfiq. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallah, bihamdi, shalwa, bihamdi, astaghfirullah.